Blog Talk Radio.
I am the managing member of N Consulting, and I will be your cruise director for this episode, this installment of the Daily Complaint. So welcome to those who are joining us for the very first time. It is Monday, August 17th, time for some Monday morning gratitude. We are grateful to bring to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. Presently, it's 10 a.m. West Coast, which happens to be 1 p.m. East Coast. We normally air the show at 8:30 a.m. West Coast. However, we've been trying out a little revised schedule, shall we say, whether we're going to be doing it at 10 a.m. West Coast, 9 a.m. West Coast. We haven't really figured all that out yet, but we are still testing the waters. So you are now the beneficiaries of our test trials as far as the live shows go. However, in all honesty, we know by looking at our stats that many of you, if not most of you, listen later or at your leisure via our website, thedailycomplaint.com, versus listening live. So, because of that, we realize that the live show is not really an issue for any of you, or most of you, shall we say, because the show immediately goes into an archive status as soon as we're off the air. But, like I said, we're trying to figure out if we can make the live show more convenient for those that are interested in listening live, so we've been playing around a little bit with the time frame. So, needless to say, welcome again to the Daily Complaint. It is Gratitude Monday. We call it Monday Morning Gratitude, where we are grateful to bring to you the show. We're very blessed to do what we do. We have a passion for helping others. Most importantly, we want you to know your rights. So like the client or like the complaint that we're going to see today, we don't want you to be taken advantage of in a situation that you don't know your rights. So know your rights, assert your rights is our motto. It's our heartbeat. It's what we believe in here at the Daily Complaint. We're going to try to convey that to you today in the most positive and educational manner. With that said, we're going to also review the complaint and provide a pathway for success, because it's not only important to educate you as to your consumer rights, but it's also important to establish what to do or how to assert your rights or exercise your rights if you feel that they've been violated. Okay? So, again, welcome to the Daily Complaint. It is Monday, August 17th, 2015. Can you believe it? We're halfway through August, a little more than halfway through August, which means we only have pretty much 4.5 months left of the year. Wow. Can't even believe that one as the words come out of my mouth. So there is no time like the present to know your rights and assert your rights. You want to make sure you get this all straightened out as quickly as possible. You don't want to be paying your mortgage company, your mortgage servicer, your lender more money than you owe as you round the corner to the holidays. You want to keep that money so that you can spend it on the people that you love in the form of gifts for the holidays. So we're going to help you do that today. Let me reintroduce myself. My name is Dana Schaffman. I told you I'm the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own N Consulting. I also am your host or hostess or cruise director for this and every episode of the Daily Complaint. I'm very blessed to come to you. I apologize, I'm having some allergy issues this morning. Hopefully we'll get through this without any sneezes, but nonetheless, I can't guarantee that because we are a live show. So, Why is it important that I tell you I'm the managing member of N Consulting? Well, I think it's the only importance is that N Consulting brings to you the daily complaint every weekday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Not sure what time we're bringing it to you, but we'll talk about that later, or we'll figure that out later. However, we do come to you regardless of time every weekday to help you solve the most pressing issues in the industry today. The complaint that we are going to read today was posted yesterday. Okay? So, doesn't get any more relevant than that. That's what we do here at the Daily Complaint. Why do we do what we do here? That's an excellent question. I'm glad you asked. We provide you with the Daily Complaint every weekday in an effort to educate you, as we already explained, to get you to know your rights and assert your rights, to provide a pathway for success that we already explained, to remove any hopelessness or dark clouds, and to inject hope, optimism, options, and in reality, really to get you to know your rights. Because I promise you, if you get educated and you get the knowledge with regard to your consumer rights now, it will help you in many other areas of your life, not just your mortgage. And let's face it, many of us are going to carry a mortgage for much of our life. Okay, so it's very important that you get some knowledge with regard to RESPA, which is the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. I don't know if the CFPB is going to be around for a long time, but for right now, they pretty much act as the nation's consumer watchdog, let's say, even though the FTC, that's really their job, but then it just gives you an extra area in which to complain. A lot of the FTC complaints that we've posted have gone to the CFPB, so that's why it's important for you to understand consumerfinance.gov, that's the CFPB's website. FTC.gov is the FTC's website. They are the nation's consumer protection agency, the FTC. So again, important for you to know your rights and know where to exercise or assert your rights. Okay? We're going to look at HUD and some RESPA facts today. FAQs, shall we say, frequently asked questions with regard to escrow accounts, since we're going to talk about escrow today. That's what's on the bill. We do try and mix it up, folks. We try and look for different complaints by different companies or on behalf of clients complaining about different mortgage servicers or lenders. Today, we're going to talk about Select Portfolio Services, better known as SPS. They're maybe not as well known as NationStar or Ocwen, but they do exactly the same thing. They service your mortgage, okay? I'd say 99.9% of them are going to act as a debt collector in some capacity. And when they do that, whether they're acting as a debt collector on your loan or mortgage or somebody else's, it tends to screw things up a little bit because the incentives get turned upside down. And by that I mean, as a debt collector, you're looking at collecting the debt and then some. As a mortgage servicer, you're charged with something different. You're charged with servicing the mortgage per your contract, per se, the mortgage itself. Okay? By the way, I'm not an attorney. I don't want to be an attorney. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in giving you legal advice. I don't think you have to be an attorney. I'm a consumer. You're a consumer. I happen to go to business school multiple times and have an MBA, but that doesn't make me any better or worse off than you as a consumer, or maybe it makes us equal. Because reality is that I didn't go to school for mortgage, and I didn't go to school for escrow, and I didn't go to school for real estate, although I probably should have, but I do hold a real estate agent license as a realtor. You know, I have my real estate license, my real estate whatever. I passed all the tests. That's what that means. But other than that, everything I tell you is not privy to someone that went to business school or has a real estate license or is an attorney. I think that's the biggest thing that's so difficult to convey to consumers is that as a consumer, all of these rights are easy for you to understand as well. It's just understanding where to find them and how to do so. Okay, so our biggest thing is to provide you with the resources that you need to do that, which I think we've already established a couple of them. FTC.gov is the FTC's website. Consumerfinance.gov is the CFPB's website. We're going to go to the HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, their website here shortly, and we're going to talk about frequently asked questions regarding escrow accounts. I think escrow accounts are a big kind of black hole for people. You understand the basics of it, right? Where they pay your taxes and insurance, sometimes one or the other or both or however it works. You establish that 99.9% of the time either when you originate a loan or modify a loan is when those are going to be established. So you're going to know up front whether or not they're collecting escrow, okay? And generally when they do so, there are limits as to how much they can collect up front, and then they're going to collect it every month. So for example, they might collect 2 months of each up front. That doesn't mean 2 years of each. That just means 2 months. So let's say your property taxes are $3,000 a year. And let's say your, just to make things easy, and let's say your insurance is $600 a year, okay? So you're going to take $3,600, because I was going to make it super easy for myself, and divide by 12, which means you're going to do $300 a month, okay? So $300 times 12 is $3,600. Right? I hope I'm doing my math correctly. Right. 100 times 12 is 1,200. You're just doing three times that. So they're going to put in $600 in the kitty up front, and then you're going to be required to pay them $300 a month as escrow. Okay? We're going to talk today about the annual escrow disclosure statement that is required if they're collecting escrow that they have to review every year. And it seems like many people are getting shortage notices. And shortage to the extent that, hey, you're $1,700 short. Well, how is that possible? You know, the only way you could be $1,700 short is if your escrow went up by $1,700 if you've been paying it all along. You know, unless they're anticipating it went up last year by, you know, $850, and then they're just going to collect it for the next year, $850, and they never estimated that before. But if that's the case, then you better damn well make sure that your escrow went up by that, because that's a lot of money to go up by. That means your property taxes and your insurance went up by that amount. So we're going to look at that. We're actually going to dissect an annual escrow account disclosure statement from Chase today, believe it or not. That's what we do here at the Daily Complaint, folks. That's why we do it. We want to make sure that you are aware of your consumer rights. We want to make sure that you understand what your consumer rights are. And we want to make sure you know where you can go if someone's taking advantage of you. Because the complaining party today, you're going to see, the complaint is really short. But in really short, it's really big. Because they're collecting a huge amount extra per month. And why would they be collecting that amount? You know? And you also have options, by the way, if your escrow account is short. You can pay it all up front. You can roll it out into a couple different months or roll it out into, I think you can go over 24 months, 12 months, all kinds of different things. So, in other words, we're going to talk about escrow, up and down and all around. And in my opinion, escrow is the biggest arena where debt collectors, mortgage servicers like SPS, NationStar, Ocwen, SLS are committing fraud. So it's really important that you understand that, okay? So today's complaint, like I said, is about escrow. It comes to us from Bev out of Grandview, Missouri. It was posted yesterday, Sunday, August 16th, 2015. It's against Select Portfolio Services, SPS. And it states mortgage payment too high. It's a pretty reasonable complaint, okay? The body of the complaint is 1, 2, 3, 4 sentences long. That's it. But the repercussions of it is far greater, okay? So this is what Bev has to say. Select Portfolio Services Mortgage Company is charging me over $1,000 a month, saying I owe $800 into escrow. Well, wow. Okay, first of all, my balance is around $84,000 at 7.5% interest, which is around $600 and something per month. Okay? I never paid this amount. I asked what is my regular payment, never got a response. Well, time out. Okay? So let's talk about one thing before we look at escrow. Okay? We're going to go to the CFPB's website, consumerfinance.gov, and we're going to look at new rules that were implemented a year and a half ago, January 2014. Mortgage borrowers should not be surprised about where their money is going, when interest rate adjusts, or when they get charged fees. The CFPB's rules help every borrower, whether struggling or not, by bringing greater transparency, ding, ding, to the market with clear and timely information about mortgages. These rules include, let me just read you the first one, clear monthly mortgage statements. Servicers must provide regular statements which include what? The amount and due date of the next payment, a breakdown of payments by principal, interest, fees, and escrow, and recent activity, recent transaction activity. Okay? So, in addition to doing that, they are also required, if they carry escrow, which means if they collect your taxes and insurance, they are required to provide you with an annual escrow account disclosure statement. What is an annual account escrow account disclosure statement? It's an excellent question. The escrow account on your loan was established to pay certain bills associated with your property. We're reading this off of Chase's website, JPMorgan Chase. These may include your real estate property taxes, homeowners insurance, flood insurance if required, federal or private mortgage insurance, that's MIP or PMI, etc. The annual escrow account disclosure statement is a review and recalculation of the escrow account based on actual amounts paid into escrow and divided by 12 to determine the minimum required monthly escrow payment for the coming 12 months. Based on this anticipated billing activity, the amount needed to pay these future bills determines whether your escrow account has a shortage or a surplus and how this affects it. Okay? So, if your monthly mortgage payment is increasing, please read the important information. Increases in your monthly mortgage payment as a result of an escrow analysis are most commonly due to increases in property taxes or homeowners insurance. Okay? If you have questions about an increase in your property tax, please contact your local taxing authority. They are the best source for information. If you have questions about an increase in your homeowner's insurance premiums, please contact your insurance company or their local agent. Okay? So, there's a couple different elements to it. They give you a loan summary. This section displays current loan balances and next payment due dates at the time the statement was prepared. Prior payment and new payment breakdown. This section includes a total monthly payment from the last analysis and the new total monthly payment from the current analysis. Okay? 3, comparing prior projections to the actual payments. This section compares the escrow account activity that was projected at the time of your last escrow analysis with the actual escrow account activity. By the way, all of this can be confirmed, folks. Your homeowner's insurance, they pay once a year. So add up the total amount that they collected each month and ask them if they paid that amount. The bills to be disbursed were projections. As a result, the actual amounts paid may be different between the projected amounts and the actual amounts will affect the total escrow amount account shortage. Okay? Now, they put a note here. If Chase did not originate your mortgage loan or if your loan was recently transferred to Chase by another mortgage servicer, your prior projection information may not be available. OK? okay? Nonetheless, you should still be able to pull what was paid and when. They might not have taken it monthly, but they still have to give you a payment history, and we'll tell you how to deal with that, okay? So, lump sum escrow shortage payment coupon. If your escrow account has an escrow shortage, this coupon may be used to pay this shortage in full. If you choose to not pay the escrow shortage in full, the shortage amount will be divided by 12 and added to your monthly payment. Okay, so I've never seen an escrow shortage, let's say, that was more than $1,700 listed, maybe $1,800, give or take. Especially not on anybody that's current on their mortgage, okay? So you're talking about $100 and change, let's say, $150 a month, okay? So the fact that she's paying $300 a month more is a red flag, or maybe $400 a month more, because she said her normal payment of principal and interest is $600 and change, okay? General escrow information section lists the items that are to be paid from the escrow account, the next due date of the billing cycle, and the new year projection, and the monthly required escrow. If a bill is not listed in the section, it may not be paid. Okay, so those are all things that you can confirm as they state and that they're required to give you. If for some reason they didn't send it to you, request it. Do it in writing. Okay, if you have any issues, you need to write a qualified written request. Go to consumerfinance.gov, type in the words QWR, or the letters QWR, or the words qualified written request. They'll tell you how to do it, how to write it. You can email or fax it in. You don't have to mail it in. But if I were talking and having an issue with my escrow folks, I'd write a qualified written request. I'd attach the annual escrow shortage account. I would attach my insurance and my taxes, which you can easily get in a matter of minutes from both of those sources. And I would submit a complaint with at consumerfinance.gov as well on the issue and make them answer as to what went up. Interestingly enough, when you start doing those processes, it's amazing how they now tell you they made a mistake. So be careful, okay? I promise you, mistakes are made. So we're going to jump on over to HUD. We're at HUD.gov, U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.gov, HUD.gov. And there is an entire frequently asked questions about escrow accounts for consumers. Okay. Section 10 of the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act limits the amount of money a lender may require the borrower to hold in an escrow account for payment of taxes, insurance, etc. RESPA also requires a lender to provide initial and annual escrow account statements. We just saw that. The additional escrow account regulations became effective in October of 1997. So almost 20 years. What's covered under RESPA? Does RESPA require borrowers to maintain an escrow account? No. Does RESPA require lenders to maintain a cushion? No. The RESPA statute and regulations do not require the lender to maintain a cushion. However, since 1976, the RESPA statute has allowed lenders to maintain a cushion equal to 1/6 of the total amount of items paid or approximately 2 months of escrow payments. If state law or mortgage documents allow for a lesser amount, meaning only 1 month, the lesser amount prevails. So you've got to then understand what, when you originated your loan, what does it say about escrow? Okay? Again, it's all about knowledge and information. Once you get those two and combine them together, you're golden. Okay? Can HUD require lenders to pay interest on escrow accounts? No. In 1992 and 1993, legislation was introduced in Congress that would have required lenders to pay interest on escrow accounts, but it never passed, which means they can hold your money. They don't have to pay you interest, but you don't have to pay them a fee either, okay? So it works both ways. How do I figure how much money the lender is allowed to require in my escrow account? Remember, you take the total amount of your taxes and insurance from an annual or a 12-month basis, and you divide it by 12, and they're allowed to take two of those payments, so you multiply by 2, okay? So next question. My escrow account payments went up rather than down. Why? There could be a couple of reasons why your servicer is charging more for your escrow account. First, your bills may have gone up and account changed to reflect that, or the servicer has changed the amount of cushion to the maximum amount allowed by RESPA. Check your statement from the servicer. You may also want to check your loan documents to figure out what is the appropriate cushion. The mortgage loan documents are silent on the amount of cushion or pre-accrual practices, and the RESPA two-month limits apply, okay, unless state law prohibits or provides for a lower amount. What is the disbursement date for paying escrow account items? The disbursement date means the date on which the lender actually pays an escrow item. Okay, I got a notice from the county that my lender did not pay my taxes on time, and the county is assessing a penalty. Do I have to pay this bill? Send the bill to the lender. Lender should pay the penalty for failing to pay the taxes on time, as long as you were current in your mortgage payments. Okay, if the lender refuses, you may wish to follow the guidelines for filing a complaint. Are lenders required to pay taxes on an annual basis if discount is offered to the consumer? No. The department published a rule in the Federal Register in January 1998. The rule clarifies what a lender should do when a taxing jurisdiction offers a choice of payment on an installment basis or an annual basis. If there is a discount to the consumer when disbursing on an annual basis or there is an additional charge for disbursing on an installment basis, the lender may disburse on an annual basis. Otherwise, the lender should disburse tax payments on an installment basis. Okay? The department encourages lenders to follow the preferences of the borrower. So remember, what steps should I take if a lender does not pay my hazard insurance on time or at all and my insurance is canceled? Lenders are required by Section 6 of RESPA to make escrow account disbursements on time. If a lender fails to do so, a borrower may bring a private lawsuit under the section. Therefore, if you incur any damages due to the lender's negligence, you may wish to consult an attorney. I got a notice that my hazard insurance has been canceled. My lender forced insurance with a different company. It costs a lot more. Can the lender do this? As long as your mortgage payment is not more than 30 days late, Section 6 of RESPA requires the lender to make escrow payments for taxes, insurance, etc. in a timely manner. You should write to your lender and complain if your lender does not refund the difference or otherwise resolve your complaint satisfactorily. You may wish to file a complaint with HUD or the Consumer Protection Office of your State Attorney General's office. You may also wish to consult attorney. Okay? What steps should I take if I think the lender is requiring too much money in my escrow account? Yay, yay. Here we go. First, figure out the maximum amount RESPA allows to be required in your escrow account. From the example, if you still believe your lender is requiring too much money, you should contact your lender for an explanation. Folks, when you contact your lender, you want to do it in writing. You can contact them and call them, but make sure you follow it up with writing. Section 6 of RESPA provides that borrowers may make a qualified written request to the lender concerning the servicing of their loan. The request should not be included with the monthly mortgage payment. The lenders must acknowledge the complaint within 20 business days. Actually, that's changed. It's 5 business days. And must resolve the complaint within 60 business days. That's changed as well. It's 30. Okay? If you don't get a satisfactory answer from the lender, you may wish to file a complaint with HUD. You should do so. You should continue to make your mortgage payment during this time. I would also file a complaint with the FTC, as well as your state attorney general, as well as the CFPB at consumerfinance.gov. So, what can BEV do? Well, we just explained. Okay? She needs to write a qualified written request. Okay, before you do that, folks, I am going to encourage you over and over again, get a copy of your taxes and get a copy of your insurance. Know what you're supposed to be paying. Calculate what escrow should be collected, and therefore you now have a basis of knowledge. Then you can say, this is how much money is to be collected. This is how much money is to be paid. This is what I've paid in the past. Your county tax assessor will tell you what your taxes were assessed the prior year, and so will your insurance carrier tell you if there's been any increase in your insurance over year to year, year over year, okay? So once you get that information, you're going to want that annual escrow account disclosure statement. You're going to want to combine all of that. If you don't have the annual escrow account disclosure statement, you're going to want to request that. And then you're going to want to take all of that qualified written request, send it to SPS or whomever your mortgage servicer is, submit your complaints, and from there, the issue should be resolved. Folks, Thank you for listening to The Daily Complaint. We are so blessed to come to you. I hope we've helped you understand escrow accounts, the rules, what you can do to rectify any issues, making sure there's no escrow fraud now or in your future. Contact us at thedailycomplaint.com, folks. My name again is Dana Schaffman. My signature is at the bottom of every single show, which includes my email address as well as my phone number. In addition to that, you can contact us through Twitter, Facebook, our website. All of those links are on the top right at thedailycomplaint.com. There is no reason for you to suffer in silence. There's no reason for you to take it. There's no reason for you to pay more than is due. That's actually illegal. So know your rights, folks, because there's no better way to assert or exercise your rights if you don't know them, okay? So, folks, thank you so much for listening. Like I said, we're so grateful on this Monday morning gratitude, to bring to you The Daily Complaint, to educate you as to your consumer rights, to tell you how things like escrow works, and if you have issues, where you can go to get help. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow for another awesome edition. I think we'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. West Coast, 1 a.m. East Coast, or 1 p.m., excuse me, East Coast. Wednesday, Thursday, I think we're going to back it up to 9 a.m. and noon, West Coast and East Coast, respectively. And then Friday, we'll be back to 10 a.m. And then hopefully by September 1st, we'll normalize everything and figure out where we're going to be. So, folks, know your rights and assert your rights. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. You can contact us through there in 20 different ways, whatever's most comfortable for you. Know your rights. Visit the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Visit HUD. Visit the FTC. And I promise you, you're going to get the results that you are seeking. Okay? So again, know your rights and assert your rights. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow for another awesome edition of The Daily Complaint. Know your rights and assert your rights. Keep your mind on your money, and definitely keep your money on your mind. Get those annual escrow disclosure statements. If you have any questions, submit your questions and your complaints in writing as Section 6 of RESPA, a qualified written request. Thank you so much for listening. This is The Daily Complaint.